Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of us, you're the oldest. And in your life, do you remember ever seeing over a 2-year period sort of a mood shift like this?
I do. I can tell you that.
During the gas rations in the 70s?
No. I remember when my father came down to the breakfast table.
Right.
And said, the Lindbergh baby has been kidnapped.
Now you see. So,
is there a theme for a Teddy Roosevelt bar in 2021?
All the waitresses have mustaches.
Yeah. Real one.
Yeah.
Why did you say my driving was horrible?
Because you were going way too fast.
I was going way too fast, and what else do I do that makes me a bad driver?
You took sharp turns.
Sharp turns, and what else do I do?
That's really it.
How is mom as a driver?
Great.
I love this kid.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of you. And I rarely play directly to the lens, but...
love when you do, though.
It's really, really good to see you. Especially some of you. You know who you are, right?
Are you doing that thing like the program director would like put a picture of a woman up and say, talk to this woman when you're in the studio?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Antigua, you all know where that is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wheel of Fortune sends people there to a place that I spent time at, the Pineapple Beach Club.
Mm.
Had a horrible fight with a girlfriend there.
Known for swingers.
Is it?
No.
The pineapples.
No, the pineapple just means you're welcome. That's a sign of being welcome. Oh.
No, but we didn't have any swingers at my hotel.
No, it's a new thing.
Lemoyne, Pennsylvania.
That's why they fought.
Guilford, New Hampshire. Los Gatos, California.
It means the cats.
Meow.
Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, and Torriglia, Padua in Italy.
Padua.
Well, why didn't you give Padua? It's P-A-D-U-A.
I thought you'd know it because it's known in Romeo and Juliet.
Nope.
Pronounce
Torriglia,
it tomorrow.
Torriglia, is the Torriglia part?
I believe
right?
That is right, but Padua, yeah.
Torriglia, Padua in Italy.
Yes.
Glad we have listeners there. Let me tell you something about myself. when I am not averse, as I think you all would agree, to when I'm really an ass and I get feedback about being an ass, mm-hmm. I sometimes like to acknowledge the fact that I was an ass. And
sure.
Last week on the show... I have it lying around here. I think I've got an old show prep. Here it is. Item number 4, shut up about Afghanistan. Let me explain what's been going on down here. In Southwest Florida, when this was at its peak, when we were evacuating people from Afghanistan, from Kabul and the airport, and now they're having firefights there, and it's an S storm, and I've been reading and watching about how horrific it is and how terrified the citizenry is. Well, I was dealing with my own little world of COVID and a governor who said no masks mandates, mm-hmm. no mask mandates down here. And it's been terrible. It's been horrible. He's making his political bones on basically telling people that I don't care about masks. I don't care about vaccines.
You had to pull your kid out of school.
Yeah.
My kid is still out of school. So I think at a certain point I said, well, F Afghan. I'm tired of Afghanistan. Who cares about Afghan? And that ain't me. And I know it pissed a few people off. And I'm here to tell you your anger was legit at me. And I am sorry because that was stupid. And, you know, you get wound up and we're so charged up. This is not only a show for me. This is my therapy session. And usually I think I try to hit the mark on a lot of things that our listeners respond to. But sometimes I rub people the wrong way. And it was brought to my attention that many people were taken aback by the fact that I acted like I could care less. Who cares about anybody else in the world?
That's not you.
And it, you know, and I am very aware of the fact that not only do fellow human beings suffer over there because of this repressive regime that is taking power and has taken power, but the men and women of our military who have put themselves in harm's way. And I was stupid, and I was just blustery and probably a little tired and coming in here and saying that. And so if you got annoyed by that, I get it, and I hear you. And it was a misstep, and I'm sorry for doing that. I don't do that very often, but I do it more often than probably a lot of people that do this for a living,
yeah.
Because the playbook for, even if you're doing a comedy show, even if you're doing a non-political show or a non-sports show, the playbook for all hosts like me is to be bluster, don't apologize, sign of weakness, I could care less. Mm. And when Oscar brought it to my attention that there was a, you know, there's a lot of people that were blowing back on this, I said, it's interesting you mentioned that to me because I had thought about it right after the show. And so, you know, and Oscar, that was all of a 15-second meeting that we had.
Was it?
Because it was legit. So for those of you that were, you know, I'm not sure because I didn't read any of the specifics, but for those of you that were upset about that, I get it. I understand it. And please forgive me for the way I handled that. Because I do care about, I was listening to.
So much sacrifice.
I was listening to a profile of a teacher in Afghanistan and what she's going through. And it's heartbreaking what the, you know, they are human beings. It's a horrible situation. And there are now, once again, people in our military. Firefight today out at Kabul airport, putting their asses on the line to help other people, just to help people get out of that country because no one knows and no one trusts what the future holds for the people over there, regardless of the victory, non-victory. No, we, you know, Afghanistan has been kicking other countries out as long as we've been putting other people in there.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. And you could ask the Russians, you could ask the British, you could ask a lot of people. It's a tough place. And so I feel for those people that are in the middle of that, and they're people in our United States citizens putting their asses on the line. So if that suffices as an apology, take it as such because it's a sincere one, and I really do get it. We are still down here in West South Florida. We don't know yet. We don't know. We're not getting enough information to be armed with what we should do because there's part of it. We have had amazing support from my son's teacher, who's been really terrific. And because of that support and the way she's handling things, we are, you know, contemplating whether we put him back in the school. But at the same time, the numbers are not good down here.
Right.
You go out. I'm fully vaccinated, but when I go into a public place, like a store, I wear a mask. If I go into a restaurant, I wear a mask. When I'm not eating, when I'm at my table, I take my mask off like they tell you to do. Mm-hmm. We're fully vaccinated. There are a lot of people rolling around that are not. And I don't know what we're going to do. And each day we say, maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. It's horrible because you feel as though you don't have a lot of options. They closed the enrollment department down here in Lee County, Florida.
I saw that Carla had posted that you're supposed to drop stuff up to a lockbox now.
Don't. This is what I truly can't deal with. It's you're not armed with information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Information is being disseminated in a very, very careful and slow and cagey way.
Cagey is a good word for it. And also, there's no playbook for this. This has never been done before, so you don't have anything.
I don't want to talk about this every day, but I have to get my psychotherapy out there.
It's understandable because you don't. It is a situation where any amount of information could lead to a plan, or any sort of experience could lead to a plan. But it's uncharted territory, and they're not telling you what's going on, so how can you plan? You can't.
And you're coming from a place where the news cycle, like just today, if you're listening to the show, it's the 23rd
of August.
And The FDA announces that they've cleared, certified the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
Which is a big deal,
which
because
is a
lot
big
of people
effing deal.
A lot of people are saying that some vaccine holdouts are waiting for that, and I get that. And I hope that moves the meter a little bit. I really, really do. But I don't know if it will. You know, it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. Vaccinations have gone up down here. But, you know, when you hear stories about people that are just about to be intubated and they say, please, can you give me the vaccine? It says, some doctor was on one of the local stations here saying that 1/3 of the patients that he brings into the ICU ask if they can get mm-hmm. the vaccine. That's how, wow. You know, we watch the news every day. I'm a news junkie. I pay attention. It's pretty amazing how many people really aren't in the know. Or if they're in the know, they're getting their information from somewhere else. And when you have a leader of your state who is disseminating the misinformation
right.
that masks don't work, which is contradicted by medical professionals
Science.
And mm-hmm. scientists, it's tough. It's tough to live in that world. It really is. So I feel for everybody, and we're getting a lot of, you know, you're not alone. I get, left, right, everywhere, everybody's kind of saying, I feel your pain. I get it. I understand. Principal of the school talking to my wife said, you're not alone. A lot of people feel like you do. News stories about it. Mm-hmm. Still doesn't make it. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care if a lot of people feel the same way. I wish it didn't suck.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going against the governor and these school districts, and then they're threatening to withhold money. It is nightmares. And by the way, there's one thing you can guarantee: that gov ain't gonna back down.
No.
Guarantee you that. That will not happen. So stay tuned. I'll let you know if my kid gets to go back to school. Right now, we're evaluating options. He's got his Chromebook. He's doing his iReady. We'll see what happens. But you know, I'll be honest with you. I've been a little squirrely the last couple of weeks.
I would be.
We wake up on Monday, and it's a different vibe. And we didn't expect we'd be here at this, you know,
a lot of people
particular,
yeah. You're absolutely
particular
right.
moment. So,
and it's not. Yeah. I don't think it's. Look, Mike, we can talk about our own experiences, but this weekend I went to you know the area well. So it's a mall right outside the DC area called Montgomery Mall, and yes, and I probably haven't been to that mall in roughly 15 months.
Rob, do you have your mall music?
15
do you have mall
months.
Music anywhere?
I think I'm pretty come up with
something.
I'd bebop into that mall, and I remember before the pandemic, it was a nightmare to get in at all times.
Yep.
Didn't have to be the holiday season. I'd rather go to Tyson's Corner. I had to go to that mall to pick up something.
Right.
And I park, and I look, and I said, is it open? Because lots that are used to being full are not full.
Yeah.
You walk into the mall, it's like 11 a.m. It's back to school season, and it is empty.
And now, is it empty of customers, and is it empty? Are there empty storefronts?
There are stores. Not all the stores I'm used to seeing.
Mike, three of the anchor stores are Halloween pop-up stores.
There are...
There you go. That's a towel.
They've got your
and a church.
They've got your staples.
A church. Oh, yeah, like the show with John Goodman.
A yep. lot of stores have moved out, but they have like pop-up shops open, so you know those are new. But you just didn't see in a back-to-school weekend, you just didn't see everybody out and about. I remember these weekends on a Saturday morning was time to get all your back-to-school gear,
right.
your clothes, everything. And I said,
yeah.
Well, if this is indicative of the economy... Let's just take a beat.
And isn't D.C. where you are? Aren't they having a little spikeroo
yes,
too up there?
Yeah, we have a high vaccination rate.
Mm-hmm.
It is unsettling.
It is terrible, and it's
was
not where we wanted
store
to be.
Was the meth crowded at the mall?
No, but they were taking tickets.
Taking
appointment
tickets,
only.
Tickets, appointment only for meth? That's good. Nice.
Yeah, I think that as far as, God, I can't even tell you when I've been in a, in a mall. There's an outdoor outlet thing that I go
I
to
love
down
outdoor
here, but
malls.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a while, but as far as indoors,
yeah.
I don't think they're viable anymore. I mean,
this is who you don't have. And maybe this is you don't have the 40-somethings tracking around the mall for their steps. That's
right.
gone.
Yep.
You don't have the kiosk team members approaching anybody. That was a nice surprise where you're like, I don't want the hair dryer. Look at me. I got to get some thickening to the hair. I don't need the hair dryer. We're good.
Right.
You didn't have, so it was just a different type of experience. You just didn't have that like onslaught of like stimulus, and it was uncomfortable.
And you know what? It was already threatened by the, you know, people shopping on the internet. But now that nobody's there. And Mike, I think I have a commercial for the place where you like to shop. I think this is
okay.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dinettes. Oh yeah, you can find them at the market. We talking about flea market. Montgomery. It's just like a mini mall. Oh yeah, come shop with us. I said flea market, Montgomery. It's just like.
See, that's why I never.
Is that an ad for the Montgomery flea market?
It is the Montgomery flea. It's just like a mini mall.
Walked into wonderful Nordstrom, and I know that used to be your go to.
Likes it
in the area,
yeah.
And as
by my underwear, there.
As beautiful as always, empty.
Oh,
and I was like, how are these people? How are they paying their lease? It's just I feel for the general American business owner. Where I hope they're getting some sort of break on their leases, and I hope they fight through this because, like, there are just staples of America that should be there.
Look, I don't want to get people depressed.
Yeah.
We may be in the middle of something that's going to continue to deteriorate, and it may be the way we remembered it, the way we remembered fast food, the way we remembered malls, stores. Those days might be
movie theaters.
Gonzo. Movie theaters.
Somebody,
it might not be the thing
internet
anymore. TikTok.
One of the team members, it's probably on Squawk Box again. I'm just addicted.
Yeah.
One of the team members said, the anchor said, it's going to be too, because a lot of these businesses have now moved their, let's get back to work in the fall to next year.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, so it's one thing for to be a year and a half or like maybe a blip of a year where people don't come back to work. But 2 years is not a blip.
Mm-mm.
No, it's a societal change.
Yeah.
Where we are. And I think it's pissing people off because I think my observation for people would be people are maybe a little more uptight, maybe a little angrier. There seems to be pop-up crime where there wasn't a few years back. Crime has returned to the areas where it used to be getting to be under control.
And Mike,
it's very, very scary. It really is. Not that we're going down the Mad Max road.
No.
And I'm not trying to be a dick here, but you are of us. You're the oldest. And in your life, do you remember ever seeing over a two-year period sort of a mood shift like this? Because I can't think, historically speaking, of...
I do. I can tell you that.
During the gas rations in the 70s?
No. Oh. I remember when my father came down to the breakfast table.
Right.
And said, gathered the family around and said, the Lindbergh baby has been kidnapped.
Now you see, so I don't even know this story. Okay, Charles Lindbergh was the first person to fly across the Atlantic.
Okay.
And that was in like 1920s.
His baby was kidnapped. It was horrible.
What?
It was in all the papers.
Did they find her or him?
Horrible thing. It was.
Let me get the baby back?
Baby.
Right. I don't know. I don't. It's just... We're really, really, and this isn't the American people. This is COVID that has maybe transformed us. But at the same time, I'll give you an example. I'm talking to a buddy of mine who runs a construction company, a big one. He's a very, very successful guy. And we're talking about the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about, and I said what I'd heard some people say, that the reason people are not working is because they're getting paid. Another guy happened to work for the in Chicago for the unemployment service.
Mm.
And, you know, his point was, you're not talking about, people are going to say that the workforce is lazy.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. And the guy from the unemployment services department said, this is not lazy. This is math.
Yeah.
This is mathematics. This is someone who's getting A, to not go back into the workforce and would get B, a wage that he could not live as well on, with that. So what's the solution with that? Well, you say immediately, well, raise the wages. Well, that's not easy to do for these businesses.
No, you can't.
I get that too as a Democrat. I'm not always, oh, do give, because there's a, you know, that look, you've worked hard, you get a certain standard, you want to do that. Do they have it better than you? Yeah, well, they've also in their minds and probably truly have busted their ass for doing something. That's the Republican point of view I get. You know, it's so you're looking at restaurants right now.
Right.
Now you tell me if I'm wrong, if you've noticed the same thing. Because I went and got an egg and muffin the other day at my where my kid takes
sandwich.
His little piano piano lessons, and the quality of Mickey D's has declined in my humble opinion. Where it's just not you see hiring. They can't get people to work there. The people that are working there are pissed off. It's just I get a sense, and
I saw
the
this
local
in
Walmart,
Morgantown. I saw it in Morgantown.
The local Walmart, it's disheveled. It doesn't look like anybody's doing anything. Am I alone in that?
Have you noticed that a little bit? That there's a space, though, and I don't know if you know my politics, but I believe that there's got to be a middle ground. There's especially financially, where the Walmarts of the world can afford to pay more. They just can.
Yeah.
They can. The mom and pops are going to have to try to compete at that level, and you know, even here, like you got to pay more. It's the market dictates how and when.
Well, look
for a
what
McDonald's
do we do?
Franchisee. That's just a franchisee. I've heard stories where people have paid more and captured the marketplace because they were able to sustain a level of quality of service.
Don't we subsidize car companies? Don't we subsidize farmers out in the Midwest? Subsidize these people. If that's what it takes, that's it. You know, make it happen that way. I think the problem is handing people money as opposed to maybe. What about this? Is this radical? Handing money to businesses that employ people and giving them
and
a shot in the arm.
But they have
through stimulus packages.
Yeah, that's but exactly that didn't work, did it?
No, it did work. There's a lot of restaurants that are in the city that still
that have survived because of stimulus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Specific to that.
I don't have a solution. I'm not an economist.
Yes.
I'm not a person. This is not that kind of show. We're not smart enough to figure out the world's problem. I just sense a deterioration of the American workforce like I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But Mike, I agree with you to a certain extent, but it also is, there is a spot as a society where we're like, if you live in a big city or you live somewhere that is expensive to live, to have your cost of living has gone up dramatically, especially with this exodus to remote areas of the country, then you should be able to live where you work if you're willing to put the effort in and work.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
It's not easy. You're talking to a business owner. I get
it's
that.
Not,
yeah.
It's not easy to figure it out. I mean,
yeah,
it's not
tough.
Easy to, you know.
It's tough.
I mean, I hope that. Oh God!
We'll
just
know soon enough. These all expire, you know, at the end of the summer for the majority of the country.
Do you think when these expire that we will see a move back to the workforce?
There will be a recalibration.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
It's going to have to. I mean, the economy settles where the economy settles. It's, you know, supply and demand, and it will meet its middle ground.
I might have to push up my weed date. You know, my marijuana date. I might have to push that up from 70 to 65.
Okay,
or maybe even 63. I might do that. You know,
I'm with you.
You know, because it's, you know, there's so many edibles now, and then the old people that are marijuana are potheads.
Yeah,
it's just all over the place now.
You a pothead?
You know,
fucker?
They really are.
You know,
you a pothead fucker.
I think
what's
what you need is for the older marijuana enthusiasts. What you need is marijuana hard candy, like a Werther's.
Love that.
I bet you they have it.
I'm sure they do.
I'll ask you too as well.
Okay.
If there was a, say, you're using that example of a Werther's.
Yeah.
Fantastic candy.
My grandfather lived with them in his pocket. He was a great
old man. Absolute best, one of the best candies ever. Hard caramel.
Yeah.
That's what it is, correct?
Yes, exactly.
A hard caramel. And if you could pop one of those into your mouth. And say you had a limit of maybe five a day. No, let's say 10 because it was a weaker. And you would pop that in your mouth. And 10 candies.
Okay.
I could eat 10 candies a day.
Sure.
I absolutely. Sure.
Internet. TikTok.
I could eat 10 candies. But if you had that Werther's, not only the sweet candy taste rolling across your tongue, but after you'd eat that, it'd be like, hey, man, the problems are not as bad as
the
they
pleasing
are.
Side effects of weed.
Yeah, you could have that effect. I think it does. But edibles are dangerous. I don't care where they come from. Because I've actually had this conversation where I was like, I won't do it. It's just too much. There's too much going on.
Rob Spiewak, this is who we need to book on the show.
Okay.
I want to book a real expert.
An edibles expert.
Not a boring person. A person who could really kind of dumb it down. Somebody with a little sizzle that could explain, have the edibles and have the new strains of Mary Jane.
I can perhaps hit up that new medicinal store in Manassas, Virginia.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm kidding.
Some national figure.
I was kidding.
He was kidding, but was he really kidding, Oscar?
No, I was.
No.
Of course I was. I wouldn't do that.
Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak. Thank you.
Twitch, if you're listening, please. Mark Riddell, somebody of note.
But there is a problem with edibles, and I'm not going to call anyone out, but sometimes you buy an edible that you only eat part of.
Yeah.
But because of the nature of, because it's very powerful, and because of the nature of marijuana, it gives you the munchies, and then you finish the rest of it.
Yep. 3 years ago, the grizzly bear.
I wasn't going to call you
old
out.
Old Oscar,
by name.
Oscar Fantana.
I want to know more. I guess in this particular doldrums that we're in right now down in the O'Mara household, I guess I want to learn more.
Yeah.
I want to learn more and just find out if there's something really mellow out there, really, really mellow, I'd be willing to try
it on
the show.
Have you ever been mellow, Mike?
No.
No. Just paranoid?
No, I'm not. So I'll leave you with this because we have to go to break. But I will tell you this, that my son, I'm taking him. It's Daddy Day. I was playing a lot during the week, and then I stole a little weekend round on Saturday morning with my pals. And now that he's back in school, he doesn't go to the golf camp. And I said, Michael, I'm going to take you to piano, and then after piano's over, you and I are going to go golfing together. We're going to go out to the range, and then we're going to go golfing together, and then we're going to have lunch together. That's what we're going to do. It's going to be a really, really good little Saturday. And as we're driving from the piano lesson, he does about 10 minutes on what a bad driver I am. And it is well thought out. It is well argued.
Yes.
It is gut-wrenching. And it starts with, Dad, you scare me. Hey, Michael! Michael, come here.
This is great.
You're not a horrible driver, though.
He might disagree with you.
I mean, I've seen examples of things.
He can be aggressive.
There
he is.
There he is.
All right. So we're driving back from piano, and what did you say about my driving?
It was horrible.
Okay. Why did you say my driving was horrible?
Because you were going way too fast.
I was going way too fast, and what else do I do that makes me a bad driver?
You took sharp turns.
Sharp turns, and what else do I do?
That's really it.
And did I scare you?
Yes.
And did I tell you I was going to work on it?
Yeah, but I don't think you are.
But I've driven well since you said that, right? I did a pretty good job,
mm-hmm,
right?
And then you sped up just one time.
Mm. I did?
Mm-hmm.
Like really fast?
Mm-hmm.
Scary fast.
Was it scary fast?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
How is mom as a driver?
Great.
I love this kid. I love him. He's just keeping it real.
That's all.
Because he knows to keep it real.
Got to keep it real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a good time on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being silly right now? Are you just overwhelmed with a microphone and headphones and everything?
Okay. Was Saturday fun until they got back to the car?
Don't do that with your teeth. Yeah, you're at a stage where those teeth. Look. Here's my really handsome son. Right.
Ready? Say it, Dad.
What?
You got to introduce him.
Yeah. Hey, how about that restaurant we went by? What's the name of the restaurant you wanted me to open a restaurant with mommy, and what did you want to call it?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, we went by a restaurant that was like empty, and you said we should open a restaurant there.
Ooh.
What would you call it? And that's what you wanted to call it.
Wait, what?
You wanted to call it butt cheeks.
Oh. That's good.
There you go. Is that what you wanted to call it?
There's a different type of restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
You wanted to call it Butt Cheeks Restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Goodbye, duty.
Okay.
Attaboy.
Are you playing a video game right now?
Actually, I am not.
What are you doing?
Watching videos.
Okay. See you later.
Excellent.
There he goes. Yeah, all those appearances are starting to. Well. Okay. Okay. See you later. Thanks.
Great video, Dad.
He will someday overcome his shyness.
Yeah, I know. That's what I get all the time when you're trying to say that. You know, have you done your homework? All right. We have to take a break.
Your fault. You laugh at it.
I know.
It's hard not to.
It is hard.
It is hard. Yeah. I'm 62. I can laugh. What the hell? Yeah. It's kind of that grandfather factor. You know?
Sure.
Butt cheeks. We'll take a break and come back with the homepage right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And hey, everybody, guess what? We'll be right back.
Did you catch the latest bonus show? If you didn't, here's what you missed.
Sounds like David Spade.
I could break you, mate.
Check out the TMOS Pinup Society.
It's not all nudity.
Like this show, Mike.
It's not all nudity. Rob Cox.
You're doing the Lord's work.
Larry Gorman. You're a little dirty bird. Oh, our daughter is so much smarter.
Thank God, he's funny.
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Don't have a bonus show subscription? Then get one, because it's the only way to get that fifth hour of comedy power every week. Try a single episode, try a month, or splurge for an entire year. It's one of the best ways to help support TMOS. Give yourself, a friend, a loved one, or even your neighbor the gift of laughter. Click that bonus show banner now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Rob. Mark Livingstone, is he open to doing silly voices occasionally for his commercials?
He doesn't do them, but he likes when you do them.
No, I mean, I know he doesn't mind me doing them.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, he loves characterizations.
Do you have more 50s stuff? Because this really just has a 50s feel to it.
Yeah.
This new commercial for Cornerstone.
Well, this is sort of 50s. This right here, Rebel Rouser by Dwayne Eddy.
No, I want something older.
A little more 50s.
Even more.
Like 51, 52.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going anywhere. It's
Chubby
Monday.
Checker.
We have fun.
Chubby
we have
Checker's
fun
1960.
Do the MASH.
No, it doesn't have to be like
the
50. Hello,
MASH.
Baby. It's more like that old newsreel like you were playing.
Oh,
you know,
like
the, you know what I'm
music.
Talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
something
right.
From,
yeah, okay.
All right, because I just feel like I can't read this first
Jimi
sentence
Hendrix.
Unless I do that voice. I get weird like that once in a while because I'm
Mike
O'Mara. I'm trapped by... But Janis Joplin was 70s.
No. Yeah,
late
not 60s, even close.
70s.
Not yeah. even close.
I mean, Janis Joplin, not 50s. Old.
Not 50s.
You know.
I think I got something here for you, Mike. Give me one second.
He's in the 50s, right. though.
Yeah, here we go.
I've given you like 50 seconds already.
I know, but you also did not tell me.
Can you be more like that guy Howard has, Fred? You know? Just a little bit, maybe.
I would
so they,
love that.
I mean, like, put something.
Can
like,
you
maybe
be
put
more
12
successful?
More. Can you just be more successful with that?
I'm trying.
Fleet of foot.
Trying to find it. You kind of
you
threw this at me.
By years?
I throw everything at you. I've been doing it for
the
13
50s.
Years.
I know.
Were the Beatles, they started in the 50s,
how
right?
How do you organize 59? Your stuff?
Usually alphabetically.
That might be
that
the
doesn't
most
work.
Blasphemous thing I've ever said.
What
not the Beatles.
Alphabetically is the way my songs are on,
on
my iTunes library. That doesn't work. Have you noticed the large increase? That's perfect. Thank you, Rob. Took a while, but it was worth it. Have you noticed the large increase? Can you start it again, please?
Yeah, but I need about 2 minutes.
Yeah. I would think.
All right. And now let's go to news.
Have you noticed the large increase of mortgage advertising in the recent weeks? Lower interest rates tend to drive up the number of mortgage companies vying for your attention. But I'm sorry, it says vying for you attention.
Oh, good day for Pony.
Time to pay the man.
Got
to
pay it up.
It's more important now than ever to work with a team you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money. They can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Just ask Mike, Rob, or Oscar. They are the best. The Delta variant, the crisis in Afghanistan, and mixed economic signals have caused rates to come down again to historic lows. So, whether you're taking cash out with a refinance or purchasing a new home, you need to call now. Other companies may entice you with low rates, but they won't disclose their higher closing costs or even charging you points.
Points!
That's the old bait and switch. Don't fall for it. Call now and see what Cornerstone can do for you. No gimmicks, just benefits, savings, and solutions. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you, Mike. Yes.
Time capsule.
They didn't get the website, cornerstonefirst.com.
Yes.
I'll say that too. But they missed out on one phone number.
Added value.
Currently handling the SpeeWax yet again. So thank you to everyone at Cornerstone.
That's wonderful. And I occasionally like to do things a little different. I can't help myself. Thank you.
Mix things up.
Four corners Mix it of the up. World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Let me get the train back on the tracks now. All I wanted was just a quick little music bed. Jesus. As you know by now.
What happened to when you said that was perfect and worth the wait?
It took two. Long! You're slow! You go, wait a minute. That's all. It just takes too long. You are the audio producer of this program.
It was such
you are
a
the
great
sound man.
Music bed. It was so perfect.
It was a perfect. Did I not say perfect at the end?
Yes.
But then I found myself a little off kilter. It was my silly idea, and now it just tells me don't do it as often. You know, that's okay.
No, ideas are good.
No, the idea
it's
was
not
great.
The welcome.
It's not the. It's no. No. I mean, it's. But it just gums it all up, and now I feel like. Okay, so you know Mike Richards. He's going to stay on. We said that last week. He's going to stay on as executive producer, and the five episodes that he already taped for the new season. We were talking about whether that would happen. They will still air when production starts again. Jeopardy will go back to having guest hosts. Until a permanent one is chosen.
Mm.
They are so
silly. Nothing has been, there's been no progress made.
Well, no, they other than they're letting us know now that the episodes he taped will air. So a lot of people are talking about this particular person, CNN legal analyst Laura Coates. And they'll give her a chance to guest host. Maybe you can look her up. I'm not sure. Last week, a 2018 interview resurfaced where Alex Trebek named her as a potential replacement.
Oh.
That's not that long ago, 2018. He also named LA Kings announcer Alex Faust and Turner Classic Movies host Ben Mankiewicz.
Ben Mankiewicz?
Possibly.
Maybe. He has the right, you know what? He carries himself the right way for that gig, I think.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not as charismatic as Alex.
No, here's
and
Laura
I think
Coates.
You have to have a lot of that. There she is.
The real question is, if, Mike, you think Mike Richards gets a vote?
Oh, who knows? True.
Wouldn't you love to know?
I want to know. Wouldn't it be great if there was a board meeting and a tape release? He says, well, we should hire her. She's a real piece of ass.
Mike Richards.
Mike Richards.
The big New York City homecoming concert in Central Park went down on Saturday, part of it, but it got shut down about halfway through due to approaching severe weather. I guess they were dealing with that hurricane. The announcement came over the PA during Barry Manilow's set.
Mike, can I please play you the tape? Because I tuned in late thinking, you know what, I'm going to roll back and catch it. And by the time I tuned in, it was
over. So Barry Manilow is going to be the last performer?
That's the last performer. They didn't get to Springsteen or anything. And not only Manilow, he's singing I Can't Smile Without You.
Attention. Attention. Please pay close attention to the following safety message. Due to approaching severe weather, all persons should move quickly and calmly to the nearest exit and proceed to your vehicles and protected areas outside of the event site. Please seek shelter for your safety. Thank you for your cooperation.
This is alleged, but the internal meeting for this concert was something like this on Friday. Well, if we cancel it, we're going to have to give all that money back. Maybe we could squeeze in the concert for the entire day before the storm comes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw the beginning where Gayle King came out and said, there's a storm coming. We don't care. Well, guess what? You care.
They did care. Wow.
That's brutal.
Major acts that did get to perform, Carlos Santana, LL Cool J, and Jennifer Hudson. Obviously, though, the crowd didn't get to hear from the night's headliners, Patti Smith, Elvis Costello, Bruce Springsteen, and Paul Simon.
Big deal.
So they had to cancel.
And half a Manilow. They got half a Manilow.
Wouldn't you like tell a stage manager or let him finish the song at least? And those storms must have come in quick. That's like, it's like an alarm goes off. They have them down here in Florida.
I bet Barry was in tears.
You couldn't tell them.
No, you couldn't.
Because he's always smiling. Last week, OnlyFans announced that, this will result in a homework assignment for Oscar Santana.
Oh, good.
I'll do what I have to do.
Last week, OnlyFans announced that starting in October, they will be banning sexually explicit content. This will no doubt cause a mass exodus from the site, but where will they go? Well, Tyga. You know Tyga, T-Y-G-A?
Yes. Yeah. He's a performer.
He has just deleted his OnlyFans account and decided to launch his own platform called MyStar, MyYStar.
Well, that's a spelling error.
As most know, Tyga is one of the few well-known celebrities to post explicit content on OnlyFans.
Is he?
His site will be specially, for sexual videos, and it's set to launch in October. In order to persuade users to join, the site will only take 10% in subscription fees and purchases compared to OnlyFans' 20%, and users can also sell their own NFTs. What are NFTs?
Non-fungible tokens.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Those interested can already apply for membership at mystar.com. So that means you can apply to be a content provider,
correct,
but you can't subscribe yet to watch videos.
This is good news because I hear Barry Manilow lost a lot of money at that concert. So Barry can get back on, because you know what? He actually
is contractually obligated.
He provides a lot of content. Do you follow Barry? I do on social media. He does a lot of stuff from his hospital bed.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. You got it in there. Thank you. Congratulations. Here's some info. You have a college student that you have two of them right now.
A couple.
Or parents of students. Someone asked a bunch of experts to name courses that all students should take, no matter what their major is.
Oh, okay.
The idea is they cover broad skills that are valuable in general. Here are the classes they say to take. And Oscar, you've gotten a lot of education. Intro to programming or coding.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Ding.
Even if you're not, all right, I'll give you a ding for that. Even if you're not majoring in computer science, good to know the basics. Number two, marketing or branding.
Ding.
Absolutely.
The fundamentals are important even if you're just promoting yourself, like when you start looking for jobs.
Yep.
Number three, graphic design, what your daughter's doing.
That's Julia's major. I bet she's probably already had a class in that.
Knowing how to use things like Photoshop can give you an edge in lots
Internet.
Of different
TikTok.
Jobs. Even if it's not
Adobe. Part of your...
Even if it's not part of your main skill set, Adobe.
It literally...
Java!
It's so funny. Every time you talk to anybody, like, I have a Creative Suite. I was like, we all have a Creative Suite.
Adobe Creative Suite.
Do you know how to use it?
Intro to statistics. Ooh, that's a tough one.
Stats is a hard class, man.
The world is more stat-based than ever, so it's a good thing to have basic knowledge of that. You agree with
ding,
that one, Oscar?
Ding. You have to understand how they work and how they can be your ally.
Number five out of the six is English. Getting better at writing and communication is important no matter the job, but you know what? They got those platforms like ones we advertise on this show that help you
right
now.
They really do help.
I should have spent more time there. We all know.
Okay. I disagree.
Yes. personal finance. A poll last week found most people think it should be taught in high school now. Until then, a lot of colleges already offer courses in it.
Public school, 8th grade, I remember taking personal finance, how to balance a checkbook.
That. But they didn't teach you how to address an envelope. Poor Robert.
There you go. Robert. And now a little something something. A Swedish sex festival.
Uh-oh.
Isn't that a great start to any story?
You could probably end right there.
A Swedish sex festival has sparked a COVID outbreak with 100 randy revelers testing positive after the raunchy Tantra event.
Oh, dear.
Tantric sex. Tantra at Angsbacka 2021 was a week solely dedicated to couples through transformational workshops, music, dance, conscious sexuality, and meetings from the heart.
Ooh.
Cops are probing the X-rated event. It's a nice way of saying it. To see whether organizers put festival goers at risk of being infected with coronavirus. Mm. One of the attendees, his name was Sven Sturgensen. He said he was, I'll say it the way he said it.
Okay, great.
Sven said, "I was negative for COVID, but I can no longer pee without it burning."
Oh,
Thank you very much. There we go.
That's penicillin.
You know, the problem is, Mike, is one of the ladies there was a super spreader.
There you go. That's it. Sven Sturgensen was not a real person at that festival. Made up by Mike. Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll come back with more stuff right here. You're listening to the Michael Mara Show.
And now, a TMOS coronavirus update with P1 listener and healthcare frontline hero, Stephanie Larson.
Listen up, you filthy animals. This is Stephanie Larson. And as many of you know, I'm a nurse in Sacramento, California. I've been in the front lines of this fight against COVID-19 for over a year. This is not a hoax. It's not a joke. Unlike TMOS, it's not funny. People are dying. I see it every goddamn day. Do your part. Wear a mask. And get vaccinated, you selfish p***s. If for no other reason, do it so we can see each other again at the next TMOS live show. Do you think I like schlepping my happy ass all over the hospital in 100-degree weather in a mask? F*** that. No, I don't. What the f*** is wrong with you people? Get vaccinated, you motherfuckers.
Well said.
Amen. Hey, when it comes to losing weight, there is a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad.
Yes.
But that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat it. Instead of making you feel guilt or regret, Noom empowers you to keep on going. Everybody's journey is different, so Noom customizes a program for you based on your personal goals. No food is totally off limits. I love that. Mm-hmm. If you have an off day, relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. They only ask for 10 minutes of your day. That's what Noom wants from you, to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. And if you doubt me, more than 80% of users complete the program. More than 60% of users lose 5% or more of body weight, and 60% of them keep the weight off for a year or more. Those are great numbers when it comes to weight loss. One size does not fit all. Choose your goals, and Noom will personalize a weight loss program to you. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves Noom. There is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier, long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS. So there was a party at Podville, I hear, that I didn't know about until right at the beginning
Party's
of the
a stretch.
Show.
Yeah, it was a happy hour.
Yeah.
It was a happy hour. And it was really cool. And I will say this. I am re-energized and excited to be around people again, because there was a long time when I was sort of the last weed in the bunker over at the Glover Park studio, and it's nice to be around people again. And there's a social aspect to it, and a couple weeks ago there was a Friday evening happy hour that I had to decline. Because my daughter
raced home.
Because I said, I got to be there when Julia gets there.
And I said, she won't be there, Rob.
And I said, I got to be
there.
She said,
she's not going to miss a home-cooked
meal. So much disappointment when she didn't show up.
Well, she only she was only an hour 15 minutes after I went to bed. So that was nice.
There you go. Thank
so that was good. Thanks, honey. So anyway, I said, Oscar comes in on Friday about 5-ish. He says, you're not going to say no. You're not allowed to say no. I said, what? He said, we're doing a happy hour. I said, I'm in. I'm all in. And he gives me the details, and we shut down, and we head over to this place.
It's outdoors.
It's a really cool
place. Oh, so you went to a real watering hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is a place I've walked by a few times, and it looks cool. Is it called Teddy's Rough Rider?
Oh, no. Bully Bar.
But Bully Bar. It's named Rough Rider was the drink I had.
Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Is it called Teddy's Bully Bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Teddy Roosevelt-themed bar.
Oh, okay, I thought it was some other kind of bar.
Or are you thinking of another kind of
Teddy? Well, you're close to DuPont Circle. Yeah, I thought it was a different kind of bar.
There's a lot of options.
It was a lingerie-themed bar.
All right, very good. No, you know, I mean, nothing wrong with that.
They've got a nice patio that's outside, great service.
Weather was really nice that evening, and so it was good. And we showed up, Oscar went ahead and actually got a table. He brought Santos with him, got Santos some water.
Yeah.
And who would name the crowd there, Oscar?
Just the staff, like a staff of 9 people, like 10 people total.
Yeah, so Charlie Burney was there.
Hold on a second. You guys... either one of you know all the names of the staff?
Of course.
I don't think these are like the details where Rob's like, I took a right, I took a left, and then I went to this. Like,
no, I think the details are important.
Are you criticizing his monology ability?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just
the details are important for what is about to come. So I'll go around the table. It was Shannon, it was me, it was Daniel, it was Max, it was Charlie Burney, it was Elise was there, and I'm trying to think if there's a, and then you, and there was one other person across the street.
Santos
was there. Yes. So we're all around the table. We get ourselves a nice, beautiful drinks, just wonderful drinks. You'd love this place.
Is Mike. There a theme for a Teddy Roosevelt bar in 2021?
All the waitresses have mustaches.
Yeah, real one.
Yeah. Prerequisite.
No, like the drinks are named like the Rough Rider and stuff like that. It's
the
just
Cowboy.
Like the Cowboy. It's sort
and
of
you.
The,
I get it, Oscar. You want Rob to come along because Rob is an asset in a social situation.
Yes,
like that, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I mean people actually like him. They like him.
But I mean, Rob in a party situation can be the center of the the event, really.
True.
If he gets
it does
cranking.
Well, it does happen, but he also, I knew that, we tried to drink responsibly. He had to drive home, so he wasn't get hammered.
No just had one very
I'm gonna be in Leesburg in 25 minutes.
Says that East Street,
we order a bunch of appetizers.
Yeah
and
good food.
It's a great food.
Really great food. Food. Really, right. I recommend the roasted Brussels sprouts. They're really good.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
You would like
any
these. You would love these.
So
these are good. So we have discussions. We're talking about things. We invariably the phones come out and we're showing some things off, like pictures and stuff. I had some pictures of my kids. I'm very proud of. I'm showing them off. Oscar asked me to tell one of a story that he likes about how I used to hide radios in the cornfield.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
To scare the raccoons away. And then they start arguing over something that makes me feel like I'm 1,000 years old. Someone, and it just sort of bubbles up from underneath. Someone says, oh, yeah, well, what's your rating? And they said, 4.9. I said, rating? I said, yeah. What's your rating? 4.9. 4.9 what? 4.92. I'm 4.93. I said, what are they talking about? It's Mike, it's their Uber ratings.
Yeah, it's a reflective on your personality.
And I said,
a reflection on
man,
your personality.
Man, I got to find
out. Well, this is where I felt so old. I said, I open up my Uber app, and my Uber app is so old and unused, I have no Uber rating. And I thought, I'm somehow missing it. And I look over to Shannon. I said, Shannon. And she says, what? Mm-hmm. I said, where's my Uber rating? She says, your app is different. You don't have one.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. And I was so excluded because I'm just
what
an old man.
What was considered a good rating?
4.9 and above.
Yeah, you got to be really close
five
to 5.
5 is the highest.
Yeah.
What do you have?
A little something called a 4.97.
Wow! You big tipper, O'Mara. What do you got going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, my Uber experience. Where the hell were we? Where?
New Orleans,
Miami. We were in Miami. We came back from going out west. Might have been. It was either on one side or the other of the trip. Nope, it was not in Miami. It was in Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Where we got But not Salt Lake City. I'm sorry. I'm just working my Uber rides. It was Seattle where we got boned.
Boned.
We got big time boned. Dang. And I got into the app and said, this guy just charged me this and the ride back was this. And I think I got ripped off and they refunded the entire trip, which was a very, very. And I thought that might affect my rating because I do use Uber a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there I am it's a 4.97. And that's pretty decent.
Well, Mike, you would have done very well at this youthful crowd.
I don't consider an Uber discussion of your Uber rating to be in any way a youthful thing. It's
it's
more like
man.
A trapped in the suburbs of you're trapped out there. You have to live life a little bit.
I took an Uber last New Year. No, 2 years ago. No, I think it was New Year's of 2019. Took an Uber for about 700 yards.
I would understand if you lived in an area where they just didn't have this app that wasn't available.
Yeah.
But you live in a cosmopolitan like suburbia.
Yeah,
you,
but the, but I also own an automobile and I go to places that has that have parking.
Yeah, but you also beg, borrow or steal. Use your children, use interns, use everybody to give you free rides.
When is the last time? When is the last time
no,
I got
but
a
I
free
mean, you
ride
always
from
have.
Anybody?
But you
well,
always
Diego
have.
Drove you home after you took a spill in the bathroom.
Yeah, that was many years ago. That was several
like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Was that Mac McIntosh?
That was Mac McIntosh. Yeah. And that was
but,
also
but pre-arranged. Haven't you always used rides
yeah,
from people?
Yeah, but when I really did,
you're King
use,
Mooch.
I'm sorry, Oscar. Were you talking?
Sorry.
The last time that I really was in the habit of leaning on interns for rides, that predated Uber. So, I mean, I couldn't have used it then.
No, we had
no,
Uber
we
in 2018,
Uber. You've been using rides from,
yeah,
from
you
people.
You jumped in my car one time. I was
how about,
like,
let's not say interns now, Conjurer.
Okay.
Let's say your children driving you.
I never said anything about
it. I'm going to a little party. Is it okay if I bring Julia?
Well, I've done that, sure.
Designated
absolutely.
Driver.
Yeah.
So you don't use
you
Uber because you use other people
when,
to drive
when
you.
When you and Riddell go out, does he pick you up or you pick him up?
Oh, Riddell always drives.
All right.
There does he really?
Yeah.
There you go.
He picks you up at your house?
Yeah. But Norm, a lot of times it's on the way to where we're headed, so it works out.
Well, of course it's on the way to where you're headed because you're going there next.
Right, exactly. But he's got to swing by.
Where does he live?
He lives in the D.C. area. He lives in Vienna. So if we're headed out.
He lives in Vienna, and he drives out.
To Leesburg.
So, all right. That's a great point,
thank
Rob.
You.
He lives in Vienna, picks you up in Leesburg, and takes you to Herndon to go to Jimmy's.
No. We've gone to Jimmy's separate. We've met at Jimmy's. I mean, that's not that. But I'm talking about an example. A good example is, and it's been canceled this year, Lovettsville, Virginia has a wonderful Oktoberfest. It's been canceled. But it is literally, if he goes go from Vienna to Lovettsville, I'm on the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, right. Or Hagerstown.
Right. Well, I guess the point I'm trying to make is the whole Uber thing is not an old thing as much as you just don't use Uber. But you should have a rating, I would think, from any time you've used it.
That's the thing. Shannon says yours is
old.
You
want to know where it is?
Well, she couldn't find it. I think Shannon would be great at Uber.
It's right there.
And I'm
in front
okay.
Of
hold
you.
On, let me find it. I have
middle.
It buried, of course, because I don't use it.
No, go back to your main page, and then I just saw it from here. It's in the middle.
Oh, it is in the middle.
You sound so tired. But the rest of the party was good.
Oh, it was great. We worked with really great people.
It was. It's a good dynamic, and it. We are working in an environment where we wear masks every day indoors. And we're running with the stipulations that the FDA gives us.
Mm-hmm.
So to be able to see each other's faces at a big table that's outdoors is a luxury still.
And it's fun. It's fun because you know what? And Charlie Burney mentioned this to me. He said, you know what? We're lucky. We work with good people. And that's not always the case. We really
is there
do work
a winner?
With good people.
Is there a winner from the Podville
yes,
Happy
it's
Hour?
Me. I'm the nicest of the crew.
Yeah.
I have the highest rating.
Yeah. And then
4.99. Almost a
4.99.
Yes. And then Max claimed to have a 5, but then admitted she was lying.
But when I said a winner, I didn't mean the Uber app. I mean my kind of winner. Who was the... is there anyone that got just even the little bit sloppy?
Oh, no. Everybody, like, some people don't even drink.
Very responsible, yeah.
Like, it's a different world out there.
Sorry, I missed it. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. Okay.
And we don't tease him about it, Mike, because we're all adults.
Yeah, but but Oscar can't find my rating either.
Yeah, you haven't taken a single ride off this app.
I have.
Have you ever paid?
Well, I've taken a ride. I don't know that I paid.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. I got a TV recommendation.
Oh,
yes.
Everybody's watching it. We'll be right back.
Mm. The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
Fitting. TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. For many of us, it's back to the office and back to school time.
Yes.
Establishing a consistent bedtime and wake time routine is key because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. Sleepers who use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100, remember that, 100 hours more quality sleep per year. Here is a fun fact. Over 33% of Sleep IQ sleepers have a preferred Sleep Number setting of 35, 40, or 45. That's on the lower end of things.
It is.
But remember, everybody's different. I'm different. I get it. But, it's completely adjustable to you. I have a firmer setting because my back has been balky for most of my life. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, children need quality sleep just as much as you do. Kids need sleep to help them be happy, healthy, and productive in school, at home, and during after-school activities. Sleep IQ technology shows your ideal sleep-wake schedule and the best times for working out and winding down. And it improves your bedtime and wake time consistency. So do me a favor, go to bed and wake up at the same time, even on weekends. Dim the lights. Bright lights keep the body alert and keep a nighttime room temperature of 65 to 67 degrees, which is ideal for quality sleep. Get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. A great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 70. Carla is holding steady at a 65. Time to discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed right now. You can even enjoy special offers, but only for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. That's sleepnumber.com/TMOS. All right, I don't think that I'm special for recommending this TV show because I think it's getting a lot of buzz online and a lot of people are watching it. But I will tell you this, that I believe this television show is very trailblazing in that the comedy is not like other comedies I've seen. The show is called The White Lotus. It's on HBO. Why are you playing that?
Because it's the comedy.
The comedy.
The comedy.
It is a little wacky.
It is nutty.
Like How many episodes have you seen?
I've seen two full episodes.
Okay.
It's three, maybe. It is different.
And I felt very different. I felt the same way where I was like, oh, this is not your traditional comedy.
Right. Not at all. Right.
Well, Mrs. Spiewak binged it over the weekend without me, and I came into the room. And I said, what are you watching? She said, a lot of people are talking about this. It's called White Lotus. I said, I've seen people talking about it. What is it? Is it funny? She says, I guess, kind of. It's not like anything I've ever seen. And I turn and I see a guy doing something on television that I've never seen on television before in my life.
And is this the guy that had a medical concern?
He was, well, I don't know. It was the guy.
Because I want to see if we got the same thing. Because the thing I saw was a guy that was showing his bag to his wife.
No, this is
different one.
No,
different
this is another different scene. I will say this. Be careful when you unpack your luggage, lest someone leave something in your luggage that you truly did not make. It was astounding what I saw. And the very fact that I walked in on it,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first thing I saw, and I say to Carrie, what are you watching?
That's further along. I haven't seen this yet.
I think they're pushing...
It's shocking.
The comedy doesn't just like it doesn't hit you over the head like usual comedy.
No,
no, is it? You could make a great case at the beginning of this thing that it's some sort of.
I thought it was a drama. I was like, yeah. What is this?
You know what? It's filmed. It's you know, as an outsider looking in, I only saw a couple minutes of it. It's filmed looking like a drama. It doesn't look funny. It looks serious.
And it takes place at a hotel.
Yes.
And what makes it funny is the behind-the-scenes nature of what's going on. It's got obscure, quirky characters
yes.
that are not like characters I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's great. I'm always screaming at the top of my lungs about create something original. And I would watch this now and finish the run of it simply because of its originality. Is it an over-the-top Big Bang Theory comedy? No, it's not even close to that. Is it quirky? Yes, it's quirky. Is it different? And the acting, it's an acting piece. And the actors are, the characters
great
are great.
Yeah,
really
are.
Fun.
I love.
Really fun.
I was glad to see Steve Zahn in it. I love to see him working.
Is Steve Zahn the husband?
The blonde
is that
husband.
The guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But the guy to watch
is, I guess, what, the hotel, what is he, the manager?
The hotel manager.
Yeah.
Manager?
Yeah.
He doesn't look like, I don't remember him in previous things. He's new.
No.
This is kind of new.
But
I
you will definitely too. You will definitely know the scene I'm discussing when you see it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good, because it's super quirky. But I've laughed out loud at a couple of times. You know, yeah.
We're not spoiling anything. There's a conversation.
Everybody's watching it.
There's a conversation about being woke that one of the daughters has with the family.
Yeah.
And she's white and her friend's black. And it's just like, you know, it's probably conversations that need to be had, but this is being had ham-handedly by the daughter. As you sit there, you're like,
because the daughter is just so soulless.
Yes.
That's the thing. Yes. She's just a despicable human being.
And
really.
But whoever wrote it, it's so top of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great. I was like, man, this is so smart.
Check it out. It's called The White Lotus. I went into the app and got it, and because it's bingeable, and you know, it's great. Finished the other reco that I had, which was the President's Daughter, the James Patterson Clinton book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I raved about it at about the halfway mark. I'm here to tell you, through the entire thing,
stands up.
When you're reading a book, when you're reading a novel, and you're so invested in the characters that at a certain point you go, yes.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And I hope they turn it into a movie. Now, I don't know how much time we've got left. We have about a good solid 5 to 6 minutes here.
Yeah.
Is that enough time to explain what you've been? Have you been torturing parking lot
attendants?
Far
from it. I have actually struck a great relationship up with our parking lot guy, and it's great.
This is an inside parking lot.
It is actually under the building. here at Podville Media. And he, at first, I wondered if he was messing with me, because every spot is numbered. And some spots are like 2 cars deep, some are like 3 deep, and you pull in the morning, and he says, good morning, boss. I think he calls everybody boss. And he says, I need you in spot,
say
57 in the middle, or I need you at 62, but you have to be out of there by 6.
And you've got the Forester, correct?
And you've got the Forester, yeah. So he has a mental picture of the entire parking lot in his head.
He's a savant?
Yeah.
And I don't know why I played that for the Forester.
So
didn't he crash it? Yeah, Rob crashed it.
No, I never crashed it. I was backed into by a snowplow. So anywho, I've gotten to a point where I'm starting to know the layout of the parking deck too. There's 2 levels, and all the spots are numbered. It's sort of wacky the way it's laid out. Oscar will back me up. There's a couple.
What car did you take to work?
The Subaru Forester. And some of the spots are like diagonals. Some are 3D.
Yeah, it's like if you've ever parked in any city parking lot,
yeah,
they're going to make spots out of places that do not become spots unless you have.
Because it's busy and it's crowded. Yeah. And that's the way it works.
I like my favorite one. I think it's spot number 55. Actually, has a column in the middle of it, but it's still number 55.
Got to move around.
What color is your car?
It's crimson.
And what kind of car is it again?
It's a Subaru Forester. In crimson.
Okay.
So now my new game is I come in and he comes to me, good morning, boss. And I say, wait, don't tell me. I'm going to guess what spot I'm in. And he says, no, fit. I said, no, don't say it. And I said, you ruined it because you already
said. This is playing into your obsessive compulsive disorder.
He said the fifth. And I said, don't say, because now I know it's 50. But now.
This guy cares about this. Not at all.
And so no,
the he just wants to get you in and out. It's about moving the cars along, not having a discourse.
All right, I know what he's talking about. How many times have you been right?
I have not been right yet, but I've gotten close.
Okay. All right,
this morning I pulled in. He says a little after 9, like 9:05. He says, "Good morning, boss. Do you have a guess?" And I said,
"Oh no, he's into it, Rosker.
He's into it.
See,
and I
he's,
said,
you know what he's done? Rob has brought joy to a joyless job. Why does that annoy you so much, or my wife, in three years?
Why?
Yeah, because you're just toiling away. We're going away. How about that? He brought joy to the guy.
I come out. I roll down the passenger side window. He clasps his hands, rubs his palms. He says, "What's your guess?" I said, 66. And he goes, this was this morning. He goes, 64.
I don't know why I hate this, but yes.
Why do you hate this? What's wrong with you?
He like befriends people. People don't have time for this nonsense.
It takes no longer than me rolling down and him telling me a number and saying good morning.
Obviously, not only do they have time for it, but it is bringing the attendant joy. What? Why can you begrudge him that?
He has beaten this soulless man down to play in his sandbox.
It's fun. Fun is the best thing to have.
So one day he'll roll down the window and Rob will say, hold on. And you'll say, 62. And he'll look back and say, you've never taken an Uber ride and paid for it. There you go. We got to take a break. Oh, that's sweet. I think that. Do you know his name?
I do not.
Oh, no. You're an asshole.
That's right.
Oh, my God. You really don't know his name?
He's just there for his amusement. That's why.
I bet you could probably identify his nationality, right?
Mike, he's an American like us all.
God bless you. We'll be right back.
Live from Fort Myers, it's the West South Florida Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, fans. I'm Twitch, along with Jim Amato, and we're calling the action live.
We're down to the final four dogs, and we still have some surprising contenders.
With the final four, an Irish Setter, a Bolivian Hairless, a huge Spiewak Mastiff, and a Mexican Longhair Chihuahua.
Can you believe they eat these dogs in some countries?
That's right, Jim. By the way, the Spiewak Mastiff is the largest dog we've ever had in competition.
That's dog with two G's.
It sure is, Jim.
It looks like the handler is having some trouble with the Chihuahua.
Shut up, Frankie!
Oh, that's no. Too bad. That'll knock him out of the competition. The judge is taking one last look, and there it is. The winner is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Best in Show.
Get a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Oh,
until next year, this is Jim Amato and Twitch saying,
Who's a good boy?
That's, way to go, guys. Very, very well done. Keep them coming. We love them. Hear ye. Hear ye. Let's talk ears.
Ears.
Shall we?
Ears.
Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. And I hate discomfort. Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite show, like this one, right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is amazing, and if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True wireless earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits, and we thank you. Shall we open it?
Please
Let's do it right
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
See what we've got in there. Hey, it's a Subaru Forester crimson.
Yeah, all right, fine. And it's Hart and Weaver here, and it's 24 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Okay, the icky stickies, 22 and a half minutes before 9.
WMAL AM 63, the number one voice in Washington.
Frank and Jack.
You know, I got a pang just then.
Why?
Play that again. That's such a lovely little...
They are... That was an amazing show, wasn't it?
Yeah, all right. Fine. And it's Hart and Weaver here, and it's 24 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Okay, the icky stickies. 22 and a half minutes before 9.
All right, there were shows all over the country. There were shows all over the country like that, where these guys were kind of like that, and they all had that way of talking. And
right.
They were all really big baritone voices, and they were kind of mellow, and they really didn't do anything particularly shocking or funny, but they were just kind of Americana.
They played a march every morning. They played a hymn every morning. And I think one of the hardest times you guys made me laugh as the morning zoo is
a couple of a-holes came in on the other station, the FM station, and tried to kill them.
Well, you
that's
said,
what it was.
You
yes.
said that you were talking, you were bemoaning a bad ratings book, and you said, after the show, we're going to hide in the bushes outside of WMAL and jump out and say boo.
Then they're both going to collapse and die. Yes, they are. Yeah, it's just
a great run, right?
Oh, a million years.
Absolutely. These AM morning shows were legendary. We had one in Hartford, Connecticut. Bob Steele, who would tell the time by whistling. You know, the time now is 7 a.m.
Let's start with this. Sad news as we lost one of the first class of the Hall, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don Everly passed away. He's brother of Phil Everly. And although they, their really hot era was the late 50s, early 60s, they're very important musically. They churned out a lot of hits, and their harmonies were what they call sibling harmony. It has sort of a magical sound to it because they're from the same DNA, but very important to the Beatles, the Beach Boys, so many groups, and the hits, dozens.
Our friend Goldie posted a nice little tribute to the Everly Brothers.
Oh, that's cool.
Don, I think, in particular. He's the one that passed, right?
Yeah,
Don Everly.
He was 84. He died in Nashville in his home. Also, they received in 1997 a Lifetime Grammy. And as I said, they were in the first class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And The last thing I want to play, I love this last part. Unlike any other sound before, and very important to rock and roll. And they were mentioned on that Hulu series that I was talking about, McCartney 321. Paul has a very interesting comment here.
How impactful were the Everly Brothers on you?
Oh, massively. We always used to say, I was Phil, John was Dom.
Wow.
We listen to Beatles records, I always take the higher harmony than John. Us being the Everlys.
There's actually an outtake from the Let It Be sessions where they're doing one of their last recordings, and Paul says, take it, Phil, because they referred to each other.
Wow. Okay.
Referred to each other as the Everly Brothers.
That's great. Well, that's a good insight on that I didn't know the Everly Brothers were such an influence, but if you think about the way the Beatles harmonized, that's absolutely true. Very
cool. And all self-taught. Self-taught by listening to Everly Brothers records. So that's a sad loss, but he's together with his brother again, which is nice. Now, tanning bed mistake. This lady went viral over the weekend. She hadn't been to a tanning bed in a while, and she put this video up on TikTok.
Oh, internet.
And she's covering her eyes.
Try to keep Oscar up for the last five minutes. Please.
Just trying to do it.
I'm not a big Beatles fan. That really wiped my mind.
I know. What sucked your soul out was the whole parking lot thing. Well, I understand. That's the way it goes.
What parking spot did you get today?
I don't park in this garage.
I don't park in this garage.
I park in the cheaper garage down the street.
So this lady is covering her face while she's discussing her visit to the tanning bed because it's been a while. Her friend helped her out.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends about going to the tanning bed and that I haven't been in a really long time. And she goes regularly. And she said, things have probably changed a little bit since last time you went. So she gives me this little packet and she said, use this. When I get to the tanning bed, I open it and there's two little stickers in there. They don't do goggles anymore. They give you these stickers to make sure you don't open your eyes. So I put them on my eyes. And when I leave, the girl kind of looks at me a little funny, but doesn't say anything. Y'all, they were pasties. I have pasties on my eyes.
So when she reveals her face after visiting the tanning bed,
big circle.
Not circles, because pasties have a shape to form to the breast. It looks like a flower petal design around her eyes. So yeah, she didn't do too good with that. This was also trending over the weekend. This is a band called Too Many Zoos. And they are a band, I think they are a brass instrument, a bass, and a drum, and they covered Nirvana. Pretty good sound for three people.
It's not bad.
No.
Who's doing the bass?
I think the bass is... it's a bass, drum, and a brass. And the brass guy, he plays several brass instruments.
All right.
However, to me, it's not as good as the Muppets.
Hello.
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 With the lights out.
Here we are now. Here we are now.
And a lot of people don't know that the Muppets were largely influenced by the Everly Brothers. So keep that in mind. Let us close with this. I'm not the biggest Bill Maher fan, but when he's funny, he's very funny. And since we were discussing this today, let's close with Bill Maher.
OnlyFans is banning sexually explicit videos on their platform, which is pretty much what OnlyFans is. I feel bad for the women of OnlyFans, because since the pandemic hit, they're the only workers in America who are still shaving.
It's your digital dumpster. Have a great Monday.
Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Yeah, Bill Maher would be, funnier if he wouldn't be so high when he tapes that show.
That's true. So true.
I'm a fan of that show. I watch it almost every single week. And I know the shows where he is just
blazed.
Absolutely. Take a look at the eyes. He's got glasses now, though.
Yeah, here's our host. His name is Sparky.
Sparky. Spark him up. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, all right, fine. And it's Hart and Weaver here, and it's 24 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Okay, the hicky stickies, 22 and a half minutes before 9.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
We don't want you to lose weight. We just want you to be healthy.
Okay.
You know, by eating less. Go home and step on a scale and write down how much you weigh and subtract it by like 20.
20.
And then weigh that much.
If that's a joke, I love it. If not, I cannot wait to unpack that with you.
How would you like to be told that about your child? He's minimally exceptional. Oh, thank God for that.
Who did they go to war with? The world.